I've titled this is Body Parts. As they all shake their head, oh boy, here we go. It's not that bad. We're not talking about the body parts you think I'm talking about. I'm very familiar with those body parts. You know, 40 years ago, I was half the man I am today. I had a friend who used to refer to me as the narrow fellow. I mean, back then I was an athlete. I worked hard. I was a hunk. Today I'm a chunk. So today I'm able to hurt myself sleeping. It's a gift, I know. But that's not the body parts I want to talk about today. Before I do this, maybe it'd be a good idea to pray. Lord, help me, please. But pray with me. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together, enjoy your presence, enjoy your fellowship, while building the relationships and fellowships with each other. Amen. We got all that, right? I've only got two scriptures. Let me rephrase that. I'm only reading out of two books. Got a lot of scripture. So please bear with me. I will try to read them as best I can to where you understand them. As I did, it is all out of the New Living Translation. We're going to start with in Ephesians chapter 4, starting off with verse 11. It says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with their lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts, grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." The whole body. We are the church, but the church is not this building. My opinion is, and I have spoken with several, I won't say spoken with, I've listened to people that I know and I respect. who agree that the day of that mega church, is at an end. Nothing wrong with it. But to have the mega church without the small gatherings, without the family atmosphere, without the family situation, it's theater. That's all it is. So it begins here. It begins with each one of us, each and every small piece. We all have a part. But even though we all have a part, there's a lot of stuff we all cannot do without each other. I cannot play the piano. My wife can. Tammy can. I cannot bake a cake that'll put 40 pounds on you. She can. And she's good at it. So we all have, for lack of a better word, our jobs, our positions. We can't do it all. Not one person can do it all. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, when he wrote to the Corinthian church, he wrote from Ephesus in the year about 53 A.D., that's when he wrote his first letter back to the Corinthian church in an attempt to restore the Corinthian church to its foundation, Jesus Christ. Many of the problems and questions that the Corinthian church was dealing with back then still exist today in our society. So let's look at the Corinthians, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, starting off I had said 1 through 31, that's not correct. We're going to start at chapter 12, verse 12. So the body of its many parts. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up the whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some of us are Gentiles, some of us slaves, some of us are free. But we all have been baptized in the one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. There's only one Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, that doesn't make it any less important. And if an ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, well, how would you smell anything? But our bodies are made of many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem the weakest and the least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care, So we carefully protect these parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body. Each of you is a part of it. Here are some of the parts that God has appointed to the church. First, the apostles. Second, the prophets. Third, the teachers. Then those who do miracles, those who have a gift of healing, those who can help others, those who have a gift of leadership, those who speak in unknown languages. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should be earnestly in desire the most helpful gifts. The greatest of all is love. See, when Paul was writing these letters to the Corinthian church, it shows the problems of the city also affected the Christian community. Among the myriad problems in the Corinthian church were claims of spiritual superiority. That was one of the claims. Members who feel superior over the other. Suing one another in public court over something that happened in church. Abusing the communal meal, and the sexual misbehavior is so common like we have today. See, the church, like I said before, is not the building. This is just where we gather. The church is out there and in here. We're part of the body. If I confused you as much as I've confused myself just right now, let me read my notes again. The purpose, our goal, is to share the good news. We can best do that as a body in here and out there. If we work together, we can't do it by ourselves. I can't make a cake that'll put 40 pounds on you. Well, maybe I could, but you wouldn't want to eat it. I can't paint a painting beautiful that stands out and just says something to you like candy can or a Nicole can. I can't do that. I can build you a house that'll last forever. Well, I used to be able to. But not everybody here could. I can almost hold a tune with a violin. And when I can't hold the tune, I'm pretty good at faking it.
It's why I love bluegrass music. You know why bluegrass music is so popular? Terry will tell you. You can be out of tune, nobody will know. You learn the same bass music riff from I'll Fly Away. You could play with any bluegrass band in the world because it's the same thing. But I can't do what you do. I can't do what Robert does. But the one thing I can say for sure that I know I can do and will continue to do is stand up, lift up that man right there. Amen. It's got to become a habit. Yeah. Not just for him, but for Gary as well. I don't know why God brought me here. However long we came here, I don't know. But it became very clear I needed to stand beside him and her, because they're one. Just like those two are one. Say something to or about one, it affects the other. I am not an aggressive person. I am not a confrontational kind of person. But I respect my pastor in such a way that when somebody goes against him or comes up against him, I want to fight. Or at the very least, stand beside him. One of the things we were taught when we were in the short time we were at Antioch, Gary called us church hoppers. We were there 29 years. And that is, we were taught very early a type of fellowship ethics. Things that just were not proper to do. You always referred to the pastor as pastor. That's what he is. That's a hard one still for me. I've become so close. But he earned that spot. He earned that title. He needs to be pastor. We need to call him that. Another thing that was real big with that we were taught that during times of worship, if you can't participate, don't get up and walk around. Because you take that away from the other people. So many times I've seen over the last, good grief, almost 35, 36 years now, when you're in worship and the spirit falls so heavy, it's moving and it's dripping off the walls. And then somebody says, grabs the microphone and will kill the spirit in a heartbeat. You never grab the microphone without checking with the pastor first. And if he says, this is not time, then it is not time. Because he's got one heck of a responsibility. He does a pretty good job with it, I think. But you see, he prays for us a lot. Some of us need prayer more than others. But there are some things that make a church healthy. That's one of the things that makes a church healthy. Number one thing, respect for the leadership. And the leadership is just not Terry. It is Terry and Sarah. Because I know Terry's a smart man. He listens to his wife. He shakes his head, yeah. Regardless of how lame the speaker is, be kind and watch and listen. Maybe God will teach you something, will speak to you in such a way. Maybe God will tell you, don't ever let him and I have that microphone again. It could happen. It's been several times when I've been given the microphone when I've told, for example, Gary, you don't want to give me that microphone. You don't know me that well yet. Because I will tell you what God has put on my heart, and I don't have a filter. Well, he let me anyway. I had never, in my wildest dreams, even though I've spent so many years up on the stage, in some way, playing music, doing something like that, I never thought I would be sitting here and speaking to my family. But little things like that, respecting the pastor and his wife, respecting the service as it goes along, the music, the word, it's not time to do something else. That makes for a healthy church. The most important thing is to continue to love everybody. And say you had to like them, but you got to love them. Gathering together in small groups, that's, we're going to see God returned in the form of small groups. But no matter how will you gather together in a small group, inside or outside the church, if this is not healthy, that's not healthy. So continue to pray together, lift each other up. We all have a part. But there's not one person that can do it all. But we also need to acknowledge those parts that we have. I can't paint a painting, but if I need one, I know where I'll go. I can't bake a souffle. I couldn't really tell you what a souffle is, but he probably could. I was kind of brought up with the idea that if I couldn't pronounce it or spell it, I wouldn't go to eat it. A little picky, I'm a little stubborn, as my family shakes their head. But I love each and every one of you. Even if I don't know you. And Barbara, one thing I will say, the minute you walked in the door this morning, I had never met you before, but I saw the spirit on you. You just lit up this place. You are so blessed. And you have a way of touching people that I can't do. Other people can't do. Touching people in a way that brings them closer to God. We all have a part. You have that part. You have that gifting. Just looking at you, walk through the door, I thought, hello. And most people will tell you, I'm not the one that'll first approach somebody and say, hi, I'm shy, believe it or not. I had to get to know you. I said, hi, I'm introduced to you. You're blessed. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for being a part of this family, inside or out. I have rambled long enough. Would you all do me the great honor of standing and praying with me while we close this out?